It's the best, hands down.
It's crystal clear.
I love it. The things you can make are awesome.
No one else has quality epoxy like this.
It's easy to mix.
Tim is such a wealth of knowledge.
It's gotta be iCoat.
Welcome to the Resin Mastery Podcast, exploring iCoat epoxy. So welcome back to Resin Mastery, exploring iCoat epoxy. This is a really special episode today. Rachel, how are you?
I'm doing excellent. I am ready to go, and I'm very excited to talk about the topic today.
Yeah, this is what we've been waiting for. We spent the summer running our competition and getting ready for the release of Ultra, and we had so many people enter this competition, and now we've got to the culmination of it, of actually announcing the winners.
Woo!
Yeah, it's going to be an exciting day. So just as a recap, so everyone knows, we actually put together this competition to win free epoxy. You didn't have to be a customer to enter. You just had to be enter through either the QR code or anywhere online. You registered through the website, and you were in it, and you had a chance to win. We decided, and Tim, who we'll bring on the show in a minute, decided to give away some amazing prizes. Rachel, do you want to actually just go through the amount of epoxy that iCoat was given away?
Oh, yeah. It's a good amount altogether, 1 through 10. So basically, first place is 20 gallons. Second place is going to be 10 gallons. Third is 5 gallons. And anywhere from 4th to 10th place gets 2 gallons of epoxy. And you can do a lot with just 2 gallons, right?
Yeah, we've talked about this before, right? Even having a small amount of epoxy, like a 32-ounce kit. You start doing things, unless you're doing preservations or bigger pieces, that's a lot of epoxy. So it gives people the ability to make a lot of things, which is really exciting. Mm-hmm. You know, they've got a chance to do that. And as an additional prize, Rachel, obviously you've been married for a month now, and we've brought your flowers out, and the winner, today's winner, is actually going to get paid to actually preserve your wedding flowers. How exciting is that?
That's so exciting. And I'm excited to have them in my possession and see the good work that they do.
Yeah. And so, you know, across the board, we are blessed to have some of the most amazing artisans who work with iCoat, making amazing preservations, making jewelry, doing things like charcuterie boards and tumblers. And it's just breathtaking. Every time we dig deeper with someone, we get to see something that we haven't seen before. And that's just ends up being kind of amazing when we see that. So, Rachel, let's talk about the different channels that people engage with to actually win these prizes. So we have Facebook, we have Instagram, and we have TikTok. Obviously, TikTok's more of a growing thing for us. Instagram's been the main bastion of engagement, and it seems to continue. But TikTok's a really growing trend, especially in flower preservation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it really, when it comes to any short form content nowadays, that is what is trending, because people want to get to the point. They want to see what, you know, it's not all about talk. It's definitely about the walk. It's about seeing what it is. Walking through what was used, walking through how people did it, tutorials, people making videos with just different kinds of epoxy is what I've seen as well. But definitely having that engagement on TikTok to show off the new product and just the product from iCoat in general is really awesome. I think that that's definitely cool to see what people are doing, even as non-customers, right? Just who heard about it and wanted to enter into the contest and just shouting us out on their stuff, which is just so exciting.
So Tim, thanks for joining us. It's getting ready to announce these winners.
Oh, it's gonna be so fun.
So we were just talking with Rachel about the different platforms that we were doing the competition on. On Instagram, we were doing collaborations, we were doing likes, we were doing tags in posts, right?
And stories.
Oh, and stories as well. That's right. Yeah. So that was added in there as well. For the podcast, they could subscribe to the podcast and win points. They could actually get the... Rachel, do you still remember the treasure hunt word?
Yeah, Isaiah.
You should, because you merit him, right? So, and that's it. And then on TikTok, same thing again. They don't do collaborations the same way, but they also do tags and posts and things like that. So we are getting ready, Tim, to actually announce our first winner.
Yeah.
And we're going to go down 10 through 4, and then we're going to announce on special calls the top 3 winners. So yeah, are we ready?
I'm excited.
Yeah, are we all ready to go?
Yeah, I think so. We had so many entries that it was mind-boggling, really. I mean, it just, you know, we expected, hey, we got our customers, and they all came out, and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people joined the podcast, and they're talking to me and telling me how much they are enjoying the podcast and that they're really excited about the Ultra and when is it coming out and when can we get their hands on it. And I'm just honored that so many people took their time to participate.
Alrighty, guys. So we are now going to get the rundown on who won and what place they got. So, Ian, you want to elaborate on that a little?
Yeah, this is almost like the chart countdown that they used to do on the music show, Casey Kasem, while he was running down like the top 100 Billboard songs and getting into the top 10. And it was always exciting to hear when you got to a list of, okay, who's going to win? Who's number one? But we have a top 10 to go with. So what we're going to do is, Rachel, we're going to call out the place number, but then we're going to turn it over to Tim to talk about who ended up in that place. So I'll let you go first on this one.
Okay, perfect. So in 10th place, we have
Leah Barden from Leah Agnes Designs.
Woo!
Yes, Leah's an amazing artist. We've checked out all of these people's websites, and some of the work out there is amazing. Like when you see some of the preservations that people do, it's just pretty breathtaking. And Leah not only was a random pick, but also had engaged with us as well. And actually what I found is we had so much engagement from everyone in basically the top 400 people who entered this competition, which was astounding to us. Most people engaged. And so what I found is it within that top 10, obviously the top 3 most engagement, but everyone within the top 10 through 3 engaged. So, Tim, who's coming at number 9?
Number 9 is Ebony Whitson from WWP Design and Decor.
Woo! Well done, Ebony. Again, another great preservation artist and very active online. Does a really good job promoting all of her stuff.
Awesome. And then in 8, we have
Heba Salama from Heba Salama Photography.
Yeah, that's her website, but she also does preservation on there. She's got some beautiful work that you can actually go on and see. And again, it's just so hard to differentiate between saying they're beautiful work with all these people, because they are. They do the most incredible stuff.
One of my favorite customers that I talk to frequently, and as everybody knows, I like to talk to my customers. So if you're not talking to me, pick up the phone, text me, whatever. I like to talk to you. I like to engage with you more so in person, on the phone, or, obviously in Instagram or any of the other social media sites too. But I love to engage with my customers, and we thank you for that.
So number 7, Tim, who do we have in 7th place? So we've only got a few to go before we get to our big top 3. So who's in 7th place?
In 7th place is Cassie Frederick from Cassidy Rose Creative. She does amazing work.
Yeah, I think it's across the board. We're so blessed to have all these preservation artists who, one, know their craft. They know their best practices. They take real care and attention, whether it's memorials, wedding preservation, bar mitzvahs, or whatever they're doing. They're just crazy good. Rachel.
Alrighty, so we've got 6th place, and who's coming in for that?
That would be Yolanda Stroh from Forever Florals.
Mm-hmm. Woo!
Yeah, another great artist. Yolanda's actually very active online, sharing and collaborating on pieces and tagging. And yeah, her just work just is really great. I've been watching that as her business has been expanding, so... another great and well done, Yolanda. Another great artist. So, Tim, number five.
Number five is Kara Furman from Kara Eve Designs, a longtime customer.
Is this one that's been with us a long, long time?
She's been with us for quite a while. And she's very active on Instagram, too.
Yeah, and what I'm seeing is, as well, more of these people are very active on Instagram, but they're now finding, look, love it or hate it, TikTok. There's the TikTok shop's huge. They're expanding their work to TikTok, and it's just bringing in more customers from different places that they didn't know. Okay, Rachel, one more to go before we get to our top three.
Oh, yeah. So for fourth, we have...
We have Kerry Nicholas from Rememberable Resin.
And Kerry was one that actually
she was on the podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And she's got an amazing story about how she started in this. If anyone hasn't heard it, go and listen to Kerry on the podcast. She actually has even been featured in a few newspapers. Amazing story, does amazing work. She does some of the most amazing intricate jewelry as well. She makes rosary beads, so the tiniest little flowers preserved in these beads that go into rosaries. And yeah, across the board, pours her heart and soul into it. And so, you know what? It's top three time. So I think we need to make a phone call and get on the line somebody who's going to be our third place winner.
Hi, Valerie. How are you?
Hi, Tim. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Your work is amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah, it is absolutely gorgeous. And we're honored to have you as a customer.
Thank you. I love your product.
Well, thank you. So we've been really busy tracking all the people that tagged us and everything else. And I'll have to say, you sent so many collaborations that I was like, oh my gosh, this is fantastic. It's my favorite thing that somebody collabs with us.
Yeah, I mean, I like to show off the products I use, the molds, the epoxy. It just kind of helps other people out and kind of gives you a spotlight on your stuff too.
Yeah, well, we appreciate it. I wanted to let you know that you've won third place in the entire contest. And wow. We literally have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people.
Oh,
and
my
you're
God.
In third. That's fantastic.
That's amazing. I did not expect to win at all. So
you've got epoxy coming. You've got, we're going to be featuring you on our site. And Ian's going to do a lot of publicity about it. So we're super excited to collaborate back with you.
Yeah, that's amazing. Thank you so much. I'm very excited.
Yeah, well done. Like, as Tim said, I've been checking out everyone's websites, really impressed. And Tim was making all his notes on paper. And I'm like, who's this person here? I'm like, they're really active. And I couldn't read his handwriting. So I had to go back to him and you were that. And I'm like, wow, she's came in third place. It's an amazing job. So well done.
I feel like doing it full time now. I was more so working dental hygiene before, and now I cut back on that significantly, and I'm putting a lot of my time into my resin work. So I put a lot of heart into it and a lot of heart into the design and the execution, and I really love it. So, and it helps when I have a easy epoxy to work with too.
Well, good. I'll give you first prize in something. You are an extremely low maintenance customer. We don't talk to you enough. You need to get a hold of us. We like to know everybody. And you are placing your orders and doing your work and tagging us. But I'm available anytime you need me, and don't hesitate to reach out.
Yeah, no, for sure. I call you here and there with some questions, and I really appreciate your responsiveness. So thank you.
Yeah, for
You're
sure.
You're easy to work with.
Thank you.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Okay. Have a great day.
Good talking to you. Bye.
Tina, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good. We are super excited to have you as a customer, a longtime customer, and one of my favorite customers, and one I talk to a lot. And we're just really, really honored for that. But you spent a lot of time on social media. You are very, very skilled at it.
Thank you. Probably a little too much time, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, it pays off because I wanted to let you know that the results were too close to call. You had so many engagements with us. And we had one other customer that had so many engagements with us. So we tried and tried and tried to figure out who exactly was in the lead. And we just couldn't do it for 100% sure. So we are putting you and one other customer as co-winners. Oh. So you get first place and you win epoxy. And also you get to, we're going to take a look and we're going to split it. So you're going to do some pieces for Rachel's flowers and the other person is going to do some pieces for Rachel's flowers too. So we're really excited.
I'm
congratulations.
Thank you.
I wanted to make something for her so bad. So, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I'm shaking.
Rachel, have you met Tina before?
I have not. It's nice to meet you, Tina.
Oh, she does amazing work. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Tina, you're so good at doing all of those videos once you've actually done put a piece together. Like, your videos are pretty amazing.
Yeah, I always make sure I take videos and photos outsides and do close-ups and see all the detail and everything. I think people need to see, like, the quality up close. There's no bubbles and they're vibrant flowers.
Well, congratulations on being winners. We really appreciate you sort of jumping on the call as well.
All right, thank you, and congrats to you.
Yes, thank you so much.
Okay, so Rachel, thank you so much for joining us. We've been running down like everyone who's been from first place all the way through 10th place through the engagement event, and Tim, I'll turn it over to you to tell Rachel where she finished.
Well, Rachel, you are one of my favorite customers.
Aww.
You guys are awesome. You talk to me a lot, which as I told everybody else, that's what I like. I like it when my customers call me and talk to me and ask me questions and give me feedback on things. And we appreciate everything you do for us. We spent a lot of time tabulating. And we, you know, you guys were super interactive on all the platforms and blowing us up all the time, which we love, and collaborating, which is my favorite. And we added and added and added. And Ian and I compared notes. His, of course, digital, and mine's on paper because I'm old school. But anyway, it was really hard to figure out exactly who won because it was just two. So you and another gal are co-winners.
Awesome.
So that's a win. That's first prize.
That is a win.
And you,
we're so excited. My team and I were working hard to figure out ways we can collaborate with you guys, and we're really loving this new resin. So I think we're hoping to make a switch over to it here soon. So
yeah, well, we appreciate that, and I know you've sent you samples as we reformulated all along the line, and appreciate your feedback on that.
Yeah, absolutely. That's amazing. Well, thank you guys. This means a lot to us. That's going to help make that switch over even smoother as we try things out and test new products and all of that. And Rachel, we're so excited to maybe, I don't know how that's going to work, but maybe work with some of your bouquet. But either way, we're just happy to be involved in this competition.
We're definitely going to preserve her bouquet. And, you know, you guys, different artists, it's so fascinating how different artists do different things altogether. And the other winner was Tina Bupp. I think you probably know her. Bupp Woodworks and Design.
Yes, yes. I love her work. The wood tables that she does, oh my gosh, it's beautiful. So happy for them too.
So what we're going to do is we're going to take the pieces and see how many. She makes little wood cutting boards too that look like the tables, but they're smaller. Yeah. And we're going to send her some flowers, and we're going to send you some flowers, and coordinate with you on what Rachel would like to have. And then we'll figure that out and get you paid on that. And we really appreciate it.
Yay. I'm so excited. I can't wait to go tell my team. I wish they were all in here with me, but we're very excited, Rachel. And we're blessed and honored to be able to do this for you and to share in the spotlight with Bupp Woodworks. They're awesome as well. So very thankful. Exciting. Thank you for letting me know.
Yeah.
Well, Rachel, I've got to tell you, we had nearly 400 people enter the competition and, you know, engage. And
Well, absolutely. Thank you guys for the dedication you put into this contest. And honestly, one of my favorite parts was listening through the podcast for those secret words or the hidden words. I thought that was really fun too. We would just be packaging and shipping orders and listening to the podcast at the same time. We're like, pause it, write that down. Isaiah. And so it's like,
Rachel's husband. Yeah.
Yes. So it was fun for all of us too to have a little competition. So we appreciate that. Okay. Talk to you guys later. See
you. God bless. Thank you so much, Rachel.
Thanks, Rachel.
Absolutely. Thank you. Bye-bye.
So Tim, what an amazing group of winners we have here. Like, we've gone through the list, our top three again. Valerie Dardo from Val di Resin coming in at number three. Rachel, who came in at number two?
So at number two, it's kind of a catch 22 because
exactly.
We got in first place. So our joint winners are Tina Buff of Buff Woodworks and Designs and Rachel Croxell of Blossom and Rhyme. So just two amazing customers of ours and two people who have really dedicated themselves to not only their business, but their business with us and their online presence. So thank you so much for that, guys. We appreciate all of your engagement and the hundreds of people who entered in and maybe, you know, so many people that we didn't even name here because we had so much interaction and it would literally be hours worth of podcast.
Exactly. Yep.
Thank you guys so much, and please don't stop interacting with us. Email us, call, you know, message, figure out just how to interact with us through Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok, and we would love to be in the works for more things in the future.
Yeah, and Tim, thank you so much for being so generous through this. This was an amazing giveaway. Almost 50 gallons of epoxy.
It was really a fantastic time.
Yeah, it really was. With the release of Ultra, Rachel, with your wedding, and you know, the preservation is going to be done by our joint winners, which is an amazing blessing for them and for you. That's wonderful. And everyone's going to get to see them. I'm also going to send out pictures of Rachel's wedding so people can actually have a little glimpse into her world as well. But Tim, thank you so much. Great rundown of the winners, and it's just really heartfelt to see it. Any last words from you before we wrap the show?
No, I just appreciate the involvement that everybody has with us. And we really care about our customers. And we, like I said before, I want to know them better. Reach out to me. I'm around.
Beautiful. So, Rachel, another great episode of Resin Mastery in the books. Do you want to lead us out?
Of course. Thank you so much, guys, for listening today. And thank you, Tim, for being here, and Ian for being my co-host for over a year now.
Pleasure. Yeah, we hit our year mark. That's right.
Yeah. So, yeah, thank you guys for following us through this journey, and I hope to have many years of more of this. So thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Until next time, I'm Resin Mastery, Explore Nycode Epoxy, and we'll see you again next time.
Bye.